The Breeze, 94.5.
And time for your New Tech Seed starting lineup, brought to you by New Tech, Terry and Jason Stark. New Tech Seed, the seed guys. Here is your starters for the Axtell Wildcats. Axtell 5-1, coached by Kent Roper's, the visiting team tonight. Blake Fehrenbrook is starting at guard, 6'1", 185. Trevor Fecht is the tight end. He's 6'3", 195. Spencer Fecht, the quarterback, a senior, 6'1", 190. The tight end is James Clark. He's a 6'2", 190-pound senior. Heath Anderberry is the running back, 5'9", 170 at a junior class level. Weston Gustafson is the senior running back, 6'2", and 195. He's the up man. Fullback position is what he's listed, but we saw him run some tailback in the pregame. Robert Kring is the other guard. He's a 5'9", 165-pound senior. And Nathan Nickel at center is a 6-foot, 185-pound junior. Again, Kent Roper's charges are 5-1 on the year coming in here for the Giltner Hornets, now being introduced on the turf. Logan Rapp is the nose guard. He's a sophomore, 6'2", 200 pounds. Nathan Most is a kid who could break Scott Frost's all-time D1 passing record tonight. If he has a great night, it would be 355 yards that he needs to be the all-time leading passer in D1. Nathan Most is a 6-foot, 205-pound senior. Drew Ott, tight end, 6'3", 205 pounds, is a sophomore. Shea Henricks is at the wideout spot. He's 5'10", 162, and he's been on the receiving end of a lot of that yardage by Most. Bryce Consbrook at center, senior, 5'7", 157. Derek Eastman is the running back, 5'5", 187. Logan Eastman at center is a senior, 5'6", 198. And the other guard is Josh Bush. He is a senior, 5'10", and 170 pounds. The Giltner Hornets won the toss, deferred to the second half, and Axtell chooses to go on defense first tonight and give a look-see at what Giltner's Hornets and Nate Most have in store for them. I think that's a strategy that some coaches like. If you've got a powerful offense, you want to let your defense go on the field, get a look at it, and go from there.
Absolutely. You know, a couple other changes, too. Axtell going with the defense that is going to be a change. They're going to pull their nose guard and throw in an extra linebacker tonight. Some similar changes. Nate Most, Ashby, not going to protect him tonight. He's going to put him in a defensive starting position as well as defensive end that he hasn't started with all season.
All right, your starter is brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark, your New Tech Seed folks. We'll take a break, back with more on the Kirk Pregame Show right after this two-minute timeout.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. Call 402-849-2255 or stop by the office in Giltner for a free consultation. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Giltner Hornets, coached by Jeff Ashby, will be receiving the kickoff. Axtell lost the toss, but on the deferral decided to go on defense first of all. So we're about ready to start here. The teams are huddled around their respective coaches. We're under the lights, and you've been listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show on 94.5 FM The Breeze. and KLIQFM.com and the World Wide Web. Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings only. No worries, GM certified used car dealership. Shop Kerr Chevrolet and find out why. And we're going to find out some stuff tonight. Which 5-1 ball club is the best?
Absolutely.
We're looking for a dandy here. Like I said, this could be one of the top matchups in the entire state. If you like high school football, this is one you'd want to be at. And if you can't, we're glad you're along with us either on the internet, where we're streaming at KLIQFM.com, or KLIQFM 94.5. And we're off. The kickoff is taken just inside the 5, and it's going to be returned by Giltner up to about the 15-yard line. The return man there for Axtell. Did we have this whole thing wrong?
I don't believe that to be the case.
But I think we do. So Giltner did receive the kickoff. And so
we did get it wrong.
We told you it was going to be the other way around, so we misread the signals, or they gave them wrong. Anyhow, it's Axtell with the football, starting out at their 15-yard line, and the handoff goes just off the right side. A penalty marker already down. That'll be on Axtell right off the bat, and it'll mark him back 5 yards. It'll be first down and 15 yards to go, and we come back to the line of scrimmage. Eight-man football is a hold on Axtell, it looks like. They're looking to the sideline, the Coach Ashby of Giltner, and he says, of course, walk him back.
Push him back, you betcha.
And it's going to be, come on, guys, let's go here. Second down, and it's going to be 17 yards to go. The ball is spotted at about the 12-yard line. So it started at the 15 of Axtell. And one play, one penalty. Offset eye, now one man moves sideways in motion. Handoff goes on the crossbuck the other way, again to the right side. They're testing that side of the Giltner defense with not much success. On the carry there for Axtell was Heath Anderberry. Heath is the junior, 5'9", 170. And he gets barely back to the line of scrimmage.
He lost a couple
yards.
Yeah. Yeah, he did not. That was quick pursuit by that defensive line for Giltner.
Axtell sends Trevor Fecht out to the left side wide. Under center is the quarterback. Back to pass, Fecht rolling to his right, looking downfield, and is intercepted by Giltner, stepping up right in front of the intended receiver, Shay Henrich. A linebacker, 5'10", 162, picks it off and puts Giltner in great field position way early in this ball game. It's at the 15-yard line, and now Nate Most, who needs about 355 yards to exceed Scott Frost's all-time D1 record in high school football, needs only 15 yards in offense here to score the first touchdown of the evening.
Boy, Shay Henrich just played that perfectly and got right in front of it. No place for him to go. Good pick. Good opportunity for Giltner.
They go two wides on this one with a slot man, two slots now, as one man goes in motion. They fake the handoff. Most will keep it himself and dances about 5 yards to the 10-yard line. It'll be second down and 5 for the Hornets. We're just underway. Clock it to 10:57 to go in the first period. We've had two plays by Axtell, three plays by Axtell. One was a penalty, one was a fumble. So the Wildcats into an inauspicious start here in their matchup against their opposite number 5-1 Giltner Hornets. Glad you're along with us. High school game of the week on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ. Slots both ways again. Shotgun formation. Most takes the snap, looks downfield, being pressured, now fires out into the flat, and he gets it for a short gain to Drew Ott, his tight end. And I do mean short gain, maybe a yard or two on that. We'll see where they mark it. It's going to be third down and a strong 6 or short 7 yards to go. Actually, he actually lost.
Yeah,
looks like about a half a yard on that.
Yeah.
So Ott on the reception as they are covering the receivers well downfield by Giltner, as are the Axtell Wildcats, and that was basically a safety valve kind of pass. Again, three wides this time to the left side, and Most has Ott wide spread out to the right side. Three men up on the line for the Hornets. Shotgun, back to pass. Most comes with a little bit of a slip screen over on the left side, and it is smelled out properly by Axtell. Spencer Fecht over there, the quarterback for the Wildcats, comes up big on defense there, and it's going to be fourth down and, again, about 6 or 7 yards, depending on how you want to look at it. About 6 yards, we'll call it. Fourth down and 6 for Giltner. They have no intention of giving the ball up via the kick route. Now they've got trips out wide to the right side. And one man wide out to the left. That is Cody Shack. Back to pass out of the shotgun. Looking downfield. Most dancing around. Fires into the end zone. And it is complete.
Oh, wow.
Into the end zone. Touchdown. What a pass. He got it to Josh Bush.
No, that's Luke Richards. Luke Richards makes that catch. In
oh, Luke Richards, 21, not 81. Sorry about that. Luke Richards with a great reception. He was bracketed by two Wildcat defensive backs, and Most just threaded the needle in there, and he gets that 15-yard touchdown pass for the Giltner Hornets. Two-point conversion coming up. Back to pass again. Most fires it into the end zone, and it's complete for two. And Ott with that one. And it's 8-0.
Very
so that quickly, Axel, three plays, two of them not good. Turn it over, give it to Giltner. Giltner puts it into pay dirt from 15 yards out. 9:11 on the first period clock. We'll be back with more on your high school game of the week. It's Giltner 8, Axel coming to bat when we come back.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
The Nelson Agency, Incorporated of Minden, proudly represents Agro National Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs, Iowa. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency, Incorporated of Minden to review your policies. Nelson Insurance Agency, Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we've got 8 on the board for Giltner at Axel, which gave it up on a turnover, has nothing right now. Now they take the kickoff way back into the end zone, and Axel will take it out at the 15-yard line on the automatic touchback as Giltner put it into the end zone, and now it'll be Spencer Fecht, 6'1", 160-pound senior quarterback trying to get his team uncorked. Some running plays early on didn't work. They go to the ARI formation. Everybody in tight. Fecht calls it out under center. He goes straight on the quick opener off the right side one more time. They're bound to determine to get that running game going over the right side. They got better pay dirt at that time, about 4 or 5 yards, and it is second down.
Wes Gustafson from that fullback position. He is a very compact runner. Knows how to drop his shoulders and drive in and pick up the yards for Axtell.
It'll be second down now. Long 5, short 6, I formation. He's the up man. Under center is Fecht. They give it again to the big pull. No, on the option, they pitch it to the left side. A little bit of running room. Can't quite turn the corner and get vertical. But he got enough angle yardage to pick up about 2 or 3 yards. That was the running back, Anderberry, the tailback on that.
He did a good job just holding on to that ball. I'll tell you that. That pitch was just a little bit outside, and he did a good job of bringing that in.
So Axtell trying to take a little bit of the wind out of the sails of Giltner by chewing some clock here and getting back on their equilibrium, third down at about 4 to go, and this time they hand it off to the tailback again, and Anderberry is going to be stopped shy of a first down, and we'll see if there is indeed a decision to make here or not. It's about 2 yards shy of the first down with fourth down coming. And we'll see what Kent Ropers wants to do here, if he's going to just play Riverboat Gambler or go for the kick. We've seen a new trend here in high school football where they don't really call the kick formation. They've been doing some rugby kicks on the run, and what that does is forces the defense to play up. So we'll see whether or not they try that rugby kick.
I think they're going for this one. They're going to try to make a statement.
I formation, factors under center. And the handoff goes to the big guy straight up the middle, and he has stood up right at the line of scrimmage. He's not going to get it.
That is a defensive statement for the Hornets.
Four and out.
not only the four and out, but to turn the ball over on downs on your own side of the field. I mean, they're on the 24-yard line. Gildner knocking on the door already. They're 4 yards outside the red zone.
So Gildner will take over on downs. And they've had it all their way so far tonight. First down and 10 yards to go.
I don't think Gildner's the kind of team you can do that kind of stuff to. Axtell's going to have to change the game plan a little bit.
Ball is spotted just inside the 25. Most is in the shotgun about 5 yards behind his center. He's got a wide receiver moving from the right to the left. They go the handoff on the cross buck, and the running back takes it for a nice gain. That's Derek Eastman on the carry there, 5'5", 187. And he picks up about 6 yards on that initial carry for Giltner. Trevor Poppin comes in as one of the receivers.
Eastman's that running back that's had to take a back seat to most doing a lot of passing, so he's hoping to get some carries tonight.
Split out wide to the right side is Shea Henricks. He's the guy that's taken down a lot of the yardage that Nate Most has thrown up in his high school career. The handoff again, straight up the middle. It goes on the zone read delay again to Derek Eastman, and he's got a little more running room, and it's going to be close to a first down as they close and spot the ball at about the 14-yard line. Third down and barely separation between the down and distance marker and the first down marker on the end of the chain. Most in the shotgun again. They go with the spread. Slots both ways. Most standing back at about the 20-yard line. The ball at the 14. Clean snap. Active pass. Brings it down. He'll take it himself inside the 10, inside the 5. Nate Most is knocked out of bounds at about the 2-yard line as he pulled it down and ran it himself, and it'll be a first and goal to go for Giltner, threatening to go up by 2 scores here way early in this 5-1 versus 5-1 football game.
What a heads-up decision by Nate Most. You know, he's trying to get as many passing yards as he can, but like Ashby says, Coach Ashby says, he's going to try to get every yard. The win is the most important thing for Nate Most. He made a good decision to tuck that ball down.
Well, you know, the yardage will come one way or the other. They've got tonight and Silver Lake yet, and I don't want to say that 355 is easily attainable, but with his career success in 2 games, it certainly is possible and probable. Shotgun again, first goal. They go the zone read to the running back, and he gets inside about the 1 or 2 yard line. We'll see where they mark it, but it'll be second down and goal to go for Giltner.
He's been stutter step just a little bit, and it just cost him, and he comes up just a little bit short. The ball's on, what is that, like the half-yard line?
Eastman is the workhorse here on that zone replay. He's standing right next to Nate Most right now in the shotgun. Most back outside the 10 again. They go to Eastman, and he's going to twist his way into the end zone. Second score for Giltner. They are up now 14-0 with 5:35 to go in the first quarter.
And that's just straightforward, hard running football. That's not Giltner playing Giltner's game. That's Giltner taking advantage of great field positioning and a good opportunity handed to them by the Wildcats. That's not even the Hornets ball game right here.
Did I call Eastman Weston?
If I did,
I'm sorry. It's Eastman. I just had my directions wrong. Shotgun on the 2. Pitch wide to the right, option into the end zone. I've got it.
What a sharp-looking play.
That was a pitch from Most to
that's a triple option. That's incredible. That is a heads-up play, and that what a good call for a point after.
Hot with the option, and again, a nice reception there by Shea Henricks for the 2 points. And it's 16-0, so with 5:35 to go in the first period, Giltner up quick by two scores, that is, and they lead 16-0. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back to the 5-1 versus 5-1 ball game, the game of the week on KLIQFM.com and The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sitting Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head thrash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner tees it up, gives it a ride, and it goes out of bounds. And so we're waiting for the decision on whether or not they want a re-kick or a penalty here, if that is the option at this point. It'll be Axtell's ball one way or the other. Eventually, they're going to take it at the 15, it looks like. Procedural call is going to be against. Try that again. They're going to take it at the 25. That's a 10-yard penalty. Procedural call against Giltner. That's the first penalty against Giltner tonight. And they're down. They're up by 16 points. 5:35 to go in the first. At the 25, their own 25, Axtell back to pass. Tech gives it a long ride downfield, and he overshoots the intended receiver. That was Trevor Fecht, the tight end, and he was bracketed pretty well there by Sean Findlay at the safety spot. I'm going to go back. Let me go back here and recap the 2-point. It was Findlay. Findlay took the pitch from Nate Most, and the pass was completed to Ott in the end zone for the 2-point conversion. That's how Giltner got to 16 points here. Axtell trying to figure out how they get to any points right now. They're starting second down and 10 at their 25 after that long incompletion. Again, Fecht being pressured now. They set up the screen, and he gets it out to his running back, Weston Gustafson, and he gets it for about 5 yards. It'll be third down and 5 yards to go. And it's the most successful passing play that Axtell has had tonight. At the 5:09 mark here in the first period, Axtell has not looked really unsteady at all. I don't think they expected to have their first three plays misfire on them.
So I think that's kind of what it is. Football, and Axtell's a solid class.
Trevor Fecht is split out wide to the left side, wide outs both ways. Back to pass. Fecht looking downfield again. This time he'll pull it down. He's got some running room. And finally, he is pulled down from behind, shy of the first down.
Trevor Bobby.
And it will be, again, fourth down and decision time for Axtell. They went for it out last time on the decision to go for it when it was fourth and two. Now it's fourth and four, and we'll see what their decision is. We're standing right at the 40-yard line here on this 8-man field, which is 80 yards, and They're gonna kick it this time, or at least that's the way it looks. They're setting up a punt formation. Spencer Fecht is the kicker, standing at the 20-yard line. There's a single safety back at about the 5 for Giltner, and that's Shea Hinrichs. And he takes it inside the 5, and he's immediately brought down there at about the 6. Oh, he broke free. Shea Hinrichs is out to about the 10-yard line. They mark it at the 15. Man, how did he get out of that?
He was
pinned down, and he broke out of there. Shea Hinrichs with a nice, determined run back there gets it back to the 15-yard line, so it gives his team 10 yards field position that I didn't give him to begin with. He was caught inside the 5 for all intents and purposes.
That's a Houdini move, and I tell you, it was one of his own players stopped it from going further because he ran into one of his own guys. Otherwise, he'd have picked up a few more yards on that play.
So Giltner, again with the spread, Ott is wide, offset off to the right side of the line in the slot. Now they send Hinrichs in motion. The snap and scrambling around, trying to get over to the left side is Nate Most, and he doesn't get much at all.
Yeah, he did a lot of scrambling and a lot of east-west, but in the end, I believe he lost a yard or two on the
play. And this is the first time that Giltner has had normal field position. They took over their first and second opportunities well in Axtell territory on short field touchdowns and two-point conversions, and now they take over with the 15-yard line being their starting point. That's the deepest in their own territory they've started out this evening. Again, Easton standing back with Most in the quarterback position. One man in motion left to right. Again, on the zone read, it goes to Easton. He falls forward for about 5 out to the 20-yard line. bringing up a 3rd and 5 yards to go on the Giltner Hornets. Clock at 2:59 now in the first period. 16-0 your score. Giltner is out front. Axtell trying to get their equilibrium back.
Yeah, Wildcats aren't used to playing a lot of catch-up, and Giltner used to putting up a lot of points on the board, so it's nothing new for the Hornets, except they're going against a solid ranked Axtell ball club.
It's going to be closer to 3rd and 6 or 7 on this third down play. Shotgun, Most fires across the middle, up in and out of his hands. The intended receiver dropped the ball. It's going to be 4th down and an apparent punting situation here for Giltner. Backs to Axtell. So the Wildcats stiffen on the regulation length field drive and force a punt here apparently.
I had that ball zipped right into his midsection, and he had it, but he started to run before he had it, and the ball just spit right out. It would have been close for the first down.
Clark, the single safety, back at his 25-yard line, and Most will do the kicking here for Giltner. 2:28 on the clock, high snap. He brings it down, right-footed kick, high one. Clark backs up to his 20. Now back the other way to the 25. Clark to the 30. 35, Clark has some running room inside the 25 to the 20. Clark down inside to about the 16-yard line. A nice return there by James Clark, the 6'2", 190-pound senior for the Axtell Wildcats. And as you said, Rob, it's D1. Things can turn around fast,
really,
and it did.
Quick. Yep, you bet.
Now Axtell in scoring position already. Their first chance at a short field.
Inside the red zone, good opportunity.
Ball is at about the 16-yard line of Giltner. Under center is Feck. He's got an I formation. Everybody else in tight. Tailback gets it. Works again to that right side and gets a couple of yards out of the deal. Anderberry again, the carrier. And they'll mark it about a 2-yard gain. 2nd down and 8 to go after Anderberry's carry over the right side.
Ran into a little bit of traffic, and that left side of that Giltner line just did a good job holding him up.
They like to go that way, apparently. There's nothing been coming the other way. Trevor Feck has split out wide to the right side. Back to pass, and being immediately smothered for a loss is Spencer Feck, the quarterback. Nice pressure put on there by Giltner. And so it's going to be 3rd down and about 11 yards to go when they come back to the line of scrimmage.
Great defensive read by the Hornets. He was in the backfield before Spencer Feck had any time to do anything with it.
Now, Axtell does have a kicker.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see. Under center with an offset eye and a wing back to the right side. Feck on the end around. They go with the jet play, and it's not going to work. He jets, but not far. Inside the 15-yard line, perhaps about the 14. And it'll be 4th down and a strong 7 yards to go for Axtell. So do they go for it, or do they try and rely on their kicker, who has quite a leg?
For their kicker to come out. We'll see if that's the call. They're going to want to get back and get some points on this board quick.
Casey Eggleston is the kicker, and he is atypical of most eight-man squads in his ability to put it through the uprights, and he's going to try it. They spot the ball at the 20-yard line. The holder is Blake Fehrenbrook. It's a good snap. The kick is up, and the kick is, just hits the crossbar. No good, just short for Eggleston. So Giltner will take over on that failed field goal attempt. And with 18 seconds to go on the first period clock, they're setting up a 1st and 10 at their own 15-yard line.
I was about a half a second saying this is automatic distance for Eggleston. But he just got underneath that ball. It had so much spin on it that it was going nowhere and hit the actual upright right smack in the middle.
That would have been about a 30-yard field goal. Now Giltner back the other way, and they've got trips wide to the right side. Most pulls it down. He's going to run it himself. Gets up across the 15 to about the 17-yard line. And that may be the last play coming here in the first period with an unexpected score for either team being 16 out front. of the other. This time it's Giltner. Up by two scores. 16-8, Giltner leading the Axtell Wildcats in the battle of 5-1 ball clubs here in D1 from Giltner. Your high school game of the week. Thanks for listening on KLIQ-FM 94.5 and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. Back in a half minute.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner came out and scored their first 8 points off a turnover by Axtell. They fumbled the ball, and Giltner was able to come up with the ball. And the second touchdown came after Axtell was unable to convert on fourth down. And again, both these short field scores allowed Giltner to get up 16-0 right now. And not only do you have to try and stop Giltner's offense if you're the Axtell defense, but you got to get two-plus more scores back on them.
Yep, absolutely. And that's going to be hard to do.
Most is standing at his 10-yard line, back in the shotgun. He's got wides both ways, slots both ways, back to pass, looking, pumps once, goes way deep. He's got, overhead.
He had Shea Hendricks wide open.
Hendricks.
He overthrows him by just a little bit.
Hendricks streaking down the right sideline, right past the bench of Axtell, and the ball was overthrown at about the 20-yard line of Axtell, so that's the length of the throw there. That was about a 40-yard throw in the air.
Gives you a good look at Most's arm, and boy, he's got an arm. Pretty, nice touch on the ball.
Pretty good-looking rainbow there by Nate Most. Again, slots both ways. He's back in the shotgun. Three man up on the line of scrimmage in tight for Giltner. Good snap back to pass. Looks once, and he's going to be brought down inside the 10-yard line. Good pressure there by Axtell. We'll see who came in on the tackle. Gustafson with the tackle there. And that is really the only way you're going to shut down Most, is to put pressure on him and not allow the throw to get off, because if you give him enough time, he'll pick you apart. Now it's fourth down for Giltner, and they're at the 9-yard line, and they need to elect here a punt from Nate Most. Going back for Axtell in single safety again is, I think that's Clark again, is it?
Yeah.
He had a nice return last time, but Axtell couldn't capitalize it. High kick, bounces inside the 40-yard line and out of bounds at the 30-yard line, so no return, but still good field position for Axtell with 11:06 to go in the first half of play.
It's an important series for Axtell. They've got to show some good positive yardage, and they've got to come away with this drive with some points on the board. You can already see they're kind of dragging a little bit, and we're only in the second quarter, and early in the second quarter at that. So a lot of ball game left. Axtell needs to pick things up a little bit, make a statement on this drive. Equally important for Giltner, by the way, to stop it.
Fecht is under center on this formation, I formation. Easton dots the I. Back to pass, straight back is Fecht. He goes with over across the middle, and he is complete to Trevor Fecht, the tight end, the 6'3", 195-pound senior, and he brings the sticks close to the first down. The second down marker is 2 yards shy of the first down, and it is spotted. Is that right at the, right at the 40-yard line. The ball nose in the 40-yard line, and Axtell has it down here to play with. Again, I formation, everybody in tight. Fecht under center, calls off the snap, hands it off to Easton, and he's not going to get anywhere. He goes left side, and he loses about a yard, so it's going to be third down and three. So they don't have any more to play with now. They got to go for that stick or beyond. Clock is at 10:20 in the first half. Allen's of Hastings halftime report coming up here on 94.5 FM. They split out a man to the right side. That's James Clark this time. In fact, both left and right wide out. Shotgun formation. Stacked high snap. He has to basket catch it. Now pulls it down and runs to the right. And he runs through three men, and not enough for a first down as he got beyond the 40. But it's going to be fourth down and short for Axtell. My guess is that Kent Ropers is going to go for it. He has done so in similar situations. I don't think he's intending to give the ball away. He'll rely on his defense. But he is the coach, and we'll wait. There's a timeout, and he's going to think about it. We'll take 30 seconds here. Your score is Giltner 16, Axtell nothing. 9:39 to go in the first half on the Breeze 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
People you know.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sitting Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
New digs here in Giltner.
Yeah, hey, this is nice. The Giltner folks have put together a nice enclosed box for their scorekeepers, for the videographers, and for the broadcasters. So we appreciate that. It is nice. And it's a nice night for football no matter what. You're really going to appreciate this when we get into the playoffs anytime. Fourth down. Strong one to go. Under center. Back to pass. He scrambles around under pressure. Penalty markers down. Incomplete pass. Off on the right flat, intended over there by Fecht for James Clark.
Yeah, this is going to be a holding call on Axtell.
Yeah, okay, now here, you decline it? Yes, you do decline it if you are Jeff Ashby, and his Giltner Hornets get, again, good field position. Not great field position as they had in their first two scores, but the ball is just inside the 40 on their side.
Great opportunity again for Giltner. They've got half the field to go. A lot of momentum clearly shifting, and you've already got the Wildcats with their hands on their hips.
Most is standing back in the shotgun inside the 35-yard line, wide to the right is one man, and the handoff goes to the running back again on the zone read. That's Derek Eastman, 5'5", 187-pounder, got about 3 or 4 yards on that. We'll call it second down and a strong 7 yards to go. They break the huddle. They send wides both ways. Shea Hinrichs wide to the right side. Corey Schacht is wide to the left side. Goes in motion from the left to the right. Now they hand off again on the zone read. Play goes to Easton, and he falls forward for a yard or two, but they aren't able to break that man free. Third down, just about 7 again. They might get a hot and half a yard on the deal, but not much more than that as the clock runs down to 8:45 in the first half. Ott is back into the ball game, and Trevor Poppin comes out for Giltner. The Hornets will send a man wide to the right side in the person of Shea Hinrichs, and Cody Schacht comes wide to the left side. Ott is standing up, just separated on the right side as the tight end, as most fires downfield for Ott. It's in his out of his hands. Clark. Nice coverage there by James Clark for Axtell.
Yeah, he had a good read on that, and that ball was as good as in the hands of Ott as you can imagine. But the last second, Clark got a little bit of adrenaline and got just enough of a hand on it to swipe it away.
And we talk a lot about offense and D1, but they're showing some good defense on both sides of the ball now. Most spread formation, slots both ways, and he's going to quick kick it. Actually, on fourth down, it was a non-punt formation quick kick because he didn't give it off. It goes into the end zone as it rolls untouched, and it'll be a touchback, and Axtell will bring it out. So on the fourth down, they don't go punt formation. They fake the try, and he just kind of pooched it.
Yeah, that's a smart play because it takes the return out of Axtell.
Really, and you see that a lot now in high school. They don't commit, which...
Yeah, well, we saw it for the Huskers last week also with Missouri.
Was that on purpose or desperation? I still don't know. Yeah, shotgun formation, perfect. At the 15-yard line, first and 10. He fakes one way. Now he's got a roll to his right and puts one up for grabs. It's going to be taken down by Giltner. Sean Finley has the interception at the 34-yard line. He threw that one up there, and Finley could have about called for a fair catch as it was high, and he came up, stepped up for it, and that is the third turnover now on Axtell tonight. Second interception.
Finley was about 10 yards away from the ball when it was thrown. He had enough time to go underneath it and outplay the receiver to haul that in, and that's a critical turnover, and now it'll be up to Giltner to do something with it.
So they're going to start now inside Axtell territory. The ball spotted just inside the 35-yard line. Most out of the shotgun, back to pass. Looks long. He's got a man out there. Shaq is not going to get it. He extended himself in the end zone, but it was not going to happen, and it falls incomplete. It'll be second down and 10 yards to go.
Most 2-for-4 let's call that 3-for-7.
It's a long walk back.
That's what Jack it comes
down to. Is still in there. It goes wide to the left side. Poppin is wide to the right side. In the slot is Hendricks. They pitch it wide to the right to the running back, and he's going to be popped for not much.
Eastman did well to hang on to that ball. Pitch came late from Most, and boy, the defensive end was right there in a hurry.
They have not got running backs on court tonight, but they got early advantageous field position and got two quick scores at 16-0. But since that time, way in the first period, the end of the first period, we've been exchanging possessions here. Shotgun. Slot to the left side is Hendricks. Back, moving around as Most fires long again. Shaq is the intended receiver. And again, a nice breakup by Clark. Nope, check that. By Gustafson in the end zone for Axtell. Good defense by the Wildcats once again. And it's going to be fourth down for Giltner as two alley-oops. Long passes didn't go, and the running game didn't go that time. So it's going to be fourth down again for Giltner. They pooched it last time. And we'll see whether or not they're going to go for it or punt formation or not give us an indication.
Looks like Axtell's lining up for that.
They're looking like it's going to be a punt.
Case.
But Most standing back there can either kick it or he could, I suppose, have the option if he saw a man beyond the sticks, throw it to him. 7:16, the clock is stopped, and we have a timeout, I think, going to be called here by Jeff Ashby for Giltner. So let's take a minute here. It is Giltner 16, Axtell nothing on KLIQFM.com on the web and 94.5 FM The Breeze.
Crow Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area basketball teams at state. We're very proud of our athletes for making it on and off the court.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. Call 402-849-2255 or stop by the office in Giltner for a free consultation. Robert Shaw Insurance.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Nate Most standing back again about 5 yards and back to the line of scrimmage, pooched it, and the same result goes into the end zone on that fourth down play. So Axtell will take over now at their own 15-yard line. And last time around, they were not able to move the ball much beyond about the 35-yard line. I think it's about as far as they got. Got the football scores coming in here for you. We'll begin to pass those along. Elm Creek leading Kearney Catholic 13-7. Axtell with the ball and Fecht keeping the ball over on the left side gets a few yards. As on the quarterback keeper, he gets about 5 to the left side, and it'll be one of the better first down pickups that Axtell has had yet tonight. They're still trying to get their sea legs here on offense. Second down, 5. The ball is at the 20-yard line of Axtell. Clock is stopped at 7:06, and Steck was forced out of bounds on that one. He's going to send Atterbury. Now you got me. You did do that to me, Doug. Atterbury out wide to the right side. Single setback, and Atterbury's going to get the call and the pass, but he drops it. All because I had his name wrong, I'll bet you. And it'll be third down and 5 yards to go. Rob and I were talking in the pregame. How to pronounce this guy's name. I said Atterbury sometimes. I was not about Atterbury. I was Atterbury the whole time. And then he said Atterbury. And sure enough, I messed it up. You're going to jinx me. I'm like a sponge. Everything you say just sinks in and comes out later in life. Wide outs both ways as Speck is under center with a single setback. It's a third down. It's 5. Back to pass Speck. Looking long. Now he's going to be forced to again put it up. And this time it's going to be complete. Complete to Trevor Fecht. And again, it looked like he was just kind of desperation putting it up, but Fecht came down with it. It turned out to be a perfect ball and a perfect pass. It's a matter of whether or not your receiver zones in on the ball, and Trevor Fecht did it that time. So it was 6:56 to go on the first down. The clock stops. Now they wind it. And Axtell has a 1st and 10. Ball spotted just 2 yards on their side of the 40-yard line. Midfield, single setback, wides both ways. Fecht is under center. Back to pass. Looking, scrambling around. He's got pressure, and he cuts back and gets maybe back to the original line of scrimmage. He's brought down there by Josh Bush for Giltner. But there were a number of Hornets doing what Hornets do, swarming around him.
You got it.
Second down and darn near 10, just a couple of inches forward progress given Fecht on that scramble. Clock at 6:13 in the first half. Giltner on top of Axtell right now, 16-0 in D1. These teams are 5-1, and it may even up yet. We'll see. Wides both ways. Fecht under center, single setback. Back to pass. On the delay, the ball is on the ground. It was given to Gustafson, and he couldn't hang on to it. On the give and go on the delay, and it'll be third down, and we'll see where they spot the ball. They're going to mark it back a little bit. It'll be third down and just a skosh over 10 now instead of a little bit under 10 yards to go. So they dodged a bullet there. Third down.
I tell you, the discipline from this Hornet defense is incredible. They are staying home, holding their position, doing exactly what Coach Ashby's taught them to do.
Wides both ways. They send Anderberry out wide to the right side. Shotgun. Back to pass. Fecht again being pressured by Nate Most. Now he'll pull it down and he'll run it, but he's not to the 6 where he wanted to go. He gets across midfield and gets down to about the 36-yard line of Giltner, and now it's another decision time. You're going to go for it on 4th with time running out here in the first half, or you're going to kick it away to Giltner? We'll find out here. Kent Ropers has that decision. I think he's made it.
Yeah, I think
we don't know yet.
But less than 5 minutes to go, I think you go for it.
It's 4th down and a short 5, long 4 to go.
They said a good job plucking.
Michael Robinson comes in now at one of the guard spots. Clark is wide to the right side. Shotgun formation, kind of a wildcat type of deal. Now they go into the punt formation, and it is going into the end zone. So that was one that looked like it was going to be.
I'd have figured they were going to go for it.
Yeah, looked like they were going to try for it and then drop back into punt formation. Nobody back to receive for Giltner, and so it goes into the end zone, and the Hornets will get it now, 1st and 10, at their own 15 on the touchback. So lots of punting going on here. I count unofficially. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 punts and 2 turnovers on downs here between the two teams.
Wow. Did not expect that.
Shotgun formation, wides both ways. Slot man is to the right side. That is Ott. Now back to pass and a short pass. I think it's going to be called off the ground to Corey Schacht. for Giltner. It'll be second down and 10 yards to go as Giltner needs to reload.
Yep. Now they call that incomplete.
Stops the clock at 4:19. Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up, and we'll get you some scores from around the region at that time. Fremont over Lincoln High, 7-6 right now. Sumner Eddyville Miller over Brady, 18-0. Adams Central leads Grand Island Northwest, 21-0. Shotgun formation. And whistles now before the snap.
Maybe that's a movement on that Giltner line.
And I think it's exactly the case. So instead of second and 10, it'll be second down and 15 yards to go.
Mostly with a hard count. You can see that it worked on the Wildcats as their linebackers were stepping into the box, but so moved the Hornets as well.
Some other scores of interest around here. Overton over Amherst, 14-0. Elm Creek and Kearney Catholic were tied up at 7. We understand Elm Creek now has scored on that at 13-7. St. Paul trailing St. Cecilia, 14-0. Most shotgun back inside is 5. Pumps once, has some time, fires long, and it is over the head of the intended receiver, Hendricks. Down again the right sideline, and it's incomplete. It'll be third down and 15 yards to go. Clock stopped at 4:05 to go in the first half of play.
Most not afraid to launch that ball down the field. He's just got a little bit too much on it. He's always about 5 yards ahead of his receiver, who's about 2 yards ahead of the defender for the Wildcats, so it's a great call. You just
a little strong.
Exactly. And, boy, he's got a rope of an arm, I'll tell you that much.
They break the huddle on this third and 15, and again, slots to the left, wing back to the right side, back to pass. Now they fire the middle screen. Ott's got it, but not much yardage on it. He'll get, maybe a yard or two, and it's going to be fourth down deep in Giltner territory. Nobody going to call for going for it this time around, I wouldn't think, as Findlay comes in now to help out on special teams, and Easton comes out of the ball game for Giltner. Clock running at 3:39 in the first.
Axtell should get the ball in good field position.
Should, and Clark may put him in better field position. He had a great punt return earlier. When he got a clean shot at a punt, he's proven that he can bring it back the other way. He's standing at his 35. It's a high punt, goes back inside the 30 to the 25 to take it. Now he's back the other way. Gets across the 25, 30, Clark. 40, 35, Clark, 30, 25, and Clark inside the 20 to the 15, 14-yard line inside the original line of scrimmage of... So, again, Clark shows his effectiveness as a returner, and Axtell, with 3:13 to go, is suffering a penalty back at the 35-yard line.
They're going to bring it back. Wow, that hurts Axtell. That would have been a big shot in the arm for them. Clark gave them that momentum, gave them that ability, and the penalty makes it all for naught because they'll back it up from the mark of the foul.
Tell you what, Clark has looked good, and on the punts that he's returned, he's had the backpedal on both occasions and took it back the other way for a substantial yardage. Now, it's still not bad field position for Axtell. They've got plenty of time to get 40-plus yards they need for a score here, but not a whole lot. 3:13, checked under center, eye formation. Everybody else is in tight as he fakes it to the fullback. Goes option, ball on the ground, and we'll see. Giltner, I think, has got it. We'll see. Is
it looks
covered.
Like Giltner had it. We'll see. You know, they're going to give it to Axtell. I'll
tell you what, somebody came up big on that play for
I think
it's
Robert Spring who actually came up with it for Axtell, but whoop. That was a bullet dodge for the Wildcats.
Clock running now, though, at 2:45. They can't be too casual on these. Under center effect. Single setback, wide out in motion from the left to the right. Now they go down the end around.
Clark.
James Clark, and Clark gets not a whole lot of room, and maybe gets 2 or 3 yards. It'll be third down and long 6, short 7 yards to go for the first down. I said that wrong. A long 6, short 7.
We knew what you meant.
I hope you did.
We're with you.
Because obviously I didn't. Ball or the clock now inside the 2 minute mark. Clark is out wide to the right side, back to under center, offset eye. Back to pass. He's looking for Clark. And instead, it is off the shoulder pad of one of the defenders, Bryce Constook. There, the ball was intended for Trevor Fecht. And he had Clark streaking down the right sideline, but he couldn't plant and go long, so he fired across the center. He was successful on that safety to Trevor earlier, but not that time. So it's a fourth down now, long yardage, a minute 46 to go on the clock. And it appears that they're going to go into punt formation here and try and regroup at halftime. Standing back inside to Tammy Hendricks. The kicker is Fecht. He's standing inside his 25-yard line. Good snap. Good kick. Big kick. But Hendricks will take it at the 10. He gets back to the 15. Jay Hendricks to the 20-yard line. And still on his feet as he dances around to the 25. Nice effort by Hendricks. That's the second time he's gotten out of trouble, seemingly being hemmed in by Axtell, and came out of it and got a few extra yards.
Shea Hendricks is one of those kids that you've got to wrap him, you've got to drive him into the ground and make sure he's not moving before you let him go, because he will get out of any situation that you put him in and pick up those couple of extra yards. Heads up running, good ball player, Shea Hendricks.
Aurora ahead of Hastings, 21-7. Overton leads Amherst 14-6, both those in the second. I formation now, everybody in tight for Giltner. Under center for the first time is Most. They hand off to the tailback, and this time he's going to get some running room. Easton gets all the way up across the 30-yard line to about the 32, and it'll be second down and 4 yards to go. So the clock running here. Now Axtell obviously needs to make the stop. Giltner may be thinking in terms of, maybe we can do something here now. We got that nice yardage on the running play, but Most is still under center. And a tight end is strong to the right side. Again, the handoff goes to the tailback, and Easton puts his head down and gets the first down across the 35 to the 39-yard line, nearly midfield, as Giltner is able to stop the clock on the first down as they move the chains. Easton comes out.
Yeah, Easton is a good north-south runner, and that was a good solid 8-yard run for him.
Most is under center with an I formation. His receivers are in tight once again. The handoff goes to the tailback, and the tailback this time is Hendricks. And he falls forward for about 3 yards. It'll be second down and strong 6, short 7 yards to go for Axtell as Eastman, who got a little bit of rest on that last play, comes back in. He'll be the up man now, and they're going to keep Hendricks in as the tailback. Ott is the tight end on the right side. Most under center, just going to feed it to Hendricks out of the tailback slot again, and he scoots and gets down to close to another first down inside the 30. Clock stopped at 19, so they've got a couple of shots here they could take into the end zone. They got a free set of downs in 19 seconds. You could shoot for the end zone a couple of times in that amount of time. Got one man down on the field for Giltner, and
I think it's his ankle, and it looked like just as he was getting up, he either got stepped on or twisted it somehow.
Jeff Ashby out there with him. Gabe Harmon comes into the running back slot, but Hendricks is still down. When play resumes, it'll be first down and 10. The ball is at just inside the 30-yard line of Axtell, so Giltner has an opportunity with the arm of Nate Most to certainly score from this distance. We'll see what the Axtell defensive minds are thinking here. Do they go play it straight, or do they try going to some sort of prevent? Hendricks is going to walk off the field holding the hand of Jeff Ashby's a little bit light on the left foot there. We'll see if he can shake it off and come back.
He's a big part of that defense as well, Shea Hendricks.
Sure is.
Lines up with the wide receivers, got a lot of speed underneath them, and it's going to be an asset to this.
Wind the clock now. It's down at 15 seconds, and Giltner doesn't appear to be in any hurry. They're going to take at least a shot, I would think. Maybe not. I formation. Most fakes the handoff. Back to pass. Looking long for Ott. Ott in the end zone, and he's got it. Touchdown, Giltner with 0.6 seconds to go in the first half.
That's a 30-yard touchdown pass.
Wow.
That's what Nate Most can do to you when you give them half a chance. And I don't think anyone from Axtell thought they were going to punch in. I thought they were going to let the clock run out.
That's a 65-yard drive culminated in that pass of 30 yards to Ott. Finley is in to help with the special teams chores here. Most for the two-point conversion stands back at the 10-yard line. Shotgun formation. Most keeps it himself, and is he going to get into the end zone? We'll see. Yes, they say he got in there, so Most with the two-point conversion. And it is now 24-0. Who'd have thought that one? Well, Bob Jensen thought Giltner might come out ahead at home, but I'm not sure he was thinking 24-0 at halftime.
I'm betting not.
We're going to keep it right here. We'll have the Ellens of Hastings halftime report coming up. We've got scores coming in that we'll pass along to you. That was a 30-yard pass play from Most to Ott.
Second touchdown pass for Nate Most.
And they got into that scoring position pretty much on the legs of Eastman, who had some nice running plays from Axtell territory into about the midfield. Shea Hendricks took over for Eastman got a couple of yards before he was injured. And then there was the wind-up and the pitch catch all the way down to Ott on that 30-yarder from Most. So now Giltner at Most will kick off, and I doubt very much there'll be much of anything other than a let it roll into the end zone and let's take it to halftime and figure out what we're going to do in the second half, Wildcats. That's kind of the strategy, I would say, probably, if Kent Ropers were Mike. Most is going to tee it up at the 30-yard line. We'll see what kind of kick he gets. He may just squib it here as long as it goes 10. That's what he does. And it's going to be fielded, and that is the end of the first half. And the score, the Hornets of Giltner, 24. The Wildcats of Axtell, nothing. We take a couple of minutes here, regroup, be back with the Allens of Hastings halftime report in 2 minutes. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and online worldwide at KLIQFM.com.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Sittin' Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sittin' Bowl Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Shop your hometown-affiliated grocery store, Katz Corner Market in Axtell. Katz is serving up Hot Stuff Pizza 7 days a week. Call Katz before or after the big game and order your Hot Stuff Pizza tonight. Best of luck, athletes, from Katz Corner Market in Axtell.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
It is the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report, and it is my job to report to you the score here at halftime. 24-0, Giltner leading Axtell, and we don't have any persuasion one way or the other here other than to say that I don't think either of us thought it would be either team being scoreless, number one, and either team really being up by that much over the other, number two, but they both came in at 5-1. Both teams, one loss came at the hands of teams which are now 6-0, and so we thought quality on quality here, but, things happen.
A good defensive battle. I know that both teams can put some points on the board, but, in the presence of two like powers, I expected a defensive struggle, and Giltner now, albeit, has taken advantage of some great field position to get some those early points cashed in here just before halftime with what they do best, and that's putting points on the board at the hands of Nate Most.
Axtell opened up with the ball, and their first two out of the first three plays were not good. They had a penalty on the first play from scrimmage, and the third play from scrimmage, they fumbled the ball, and Giltner was able to take over first and 10 at the 15-yard line. That was culminated a 15-yard pass from Most to Luke Richards. And the two-point being good was 8-0 with 9:11 to go in the first period. Then a one-yard run about 4 minutes of play later by Eastman made it 8-0. That, again, was after a turnover whereby, and I'm going to give you, it was not a turnover. It was Giltner losing on downs. They attempted a fourth down and did not get it. So Giltner was able to take over with attractive down and distance again at about the 15-yard of Axtell, and Eastman ran it in for the 8-0 score. Teams exchanged punts. Axtell got down within field goal range of Eggleston, their kicker. He missed by hitting the crossbar. That's how close he was to putting the Wildcats on the board, but he missed there. Axtell turned it over on downs again. Giltner got an interception by Findlay and was able to get the ball back, but again, punt, four possessions, four punts in a row until the last one where Giltner took a punt which went into the end zone for a touchback and took it first and 10 at the 15-yard line, moved the ball downfield via the running game. It looked like they were going to let the clock run out, but they got some good runs from Eastman, some good runs from Hendricks. And when the ball was sitting at the 30-yard line with 0.6 seconds on the clock, Most, back to pass, fired and hit Ott on that 30-yard touchdown. Two-point conversion was good by Most, and it is now three scores, 24-0, three touchdowns, three two-point conversions, 24-0, Giltner on top here at halftime. We're going to take a break on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Rob Osman have some statistics when we come back.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Okay. Back at halftime, Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Allens of Hastings, your You Get More Superstore. At a 24-0 score here at the stanza, the intermission, Giltner leading Axtell 24-0. And your thoughts, Rob, before you do the stats?
You know, obviously we've talked about it. You cannot expect to get a 24-0 game. Now, is the score insurmountable for Axtell? Absolutely not. They have the determination, they have the drive, and they have the ability. They can do it and get back in this ball game. However, they're going to have to make it quick and get there. Now, it's not time to panic by any stretch of the imagination, but it would be Axtell will start with the ball.
Yes.
And it will be imperative for them to show that they can move the ball and show that they can put some points on the ball as Greg Eckert continues to take apart the brand-new facility.
I just want to see how it's built. I want to see if we can stand up things here.
I
don't know. We're trying to see whether the windows will entirely come out of this thing.
I think the one comes out, which you've managed and the one to get out and not drop on the
and it really
on the nice people.
Doesn't help me a bit, but that's
hey,
okay.
You know what else is different from up here? We didn't stop in at Sitting Bull and get our pizza.
No.
Before we came up here, we'd usually try to grab something at the concession stand from the Sitting Bull. We missed it. Butch and Ryan always put together a mean piece of pizza, and now Craig has managed to take the window out.
You know, if I'd have had that pizza, I'd have had the strength to get this window out.
That's good. Okay,
just look that one up.
Let's take a look at some statistics while we still have the means to do it. Now you got me thinking about it.
Well,
I think it should be done. All right, I'm not going to break it.
You know what I need is...
Okay, here's how we got to 24-0. Right off the top, two interceptions. Huge for Giltner. Shea Hendricks got the one in the first quarter that set the tone for Giltner, and Craig's still looking for his Wheaties. And we need to get Shea Hendricks up here to give us a hand. Sean Finley got the second interception for Giltner, and those two turnovers, you talked to both coaches before the game, and that's exactly what they were concerned about, was the turnovers, and so far Giltner winning the battle of turnovers. As far as ground game, Derek Eastman for the Hornets, 10 carries, 35 yards. A little bit off his game. He's just happy to be running.
But important yards on that last drive, because had he not picked up, 10 or 15, almost 30 yards, I think, of that, really probably net came in that final drive, and that set field position up so that they were able to give it a shot at the end zone. So
and
those were really important.
Yep. For 14 yards, and you're indeed correct. That was exactly what the Hornets needed. Nate Most choosing not to go by air too effectively so far in the first half. He has five carries for 14 yards, but at one point he had lost a little bit on that too. And then Shea Hendricks, two carries for 10 yards, has really picked up in that last drive as well that set up the final touchdown in the first half for Giltner. By air, Nate Most has racked up five receptions for 12 attempts, and of that 355 yards that he needed to break Nebraska's record, unofficially he has 47, so you can look just over 300 yards that he's going to need before the end of the season to break that record. For the Axtell Wildcats, it's been a rough night for their fullback, Wes Gustafson, three carries, only 5 yards. Keith Anderberry, their main running back, has only five carries for 4 yards. He's been caught twice behind the line. Spencer Beck has had to pick up the lion's share of the carries. He's carried just 6 times for 18 yards, and even he's had some difficulties. He's only 3 for 6 from the air. The only passes that he has thrown have been for 5, 8, and then he did hit that 23-yarder to Trevor Beck there in the second quarter to move the chains a little bit for Axtell, but it's just been a constant struggle for Axtell to put positive yards on the field, and that's where we stand, and that's where you end up with a 4-0 score at halftime.
All right, speaking of scores, we'll have more when we return on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. You're listening to our High School Game of the Week on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and worldwide at KLIQFM.com.
The Nelson Agency, Incorporated of Minden, proudly represents Agro National Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs, Iowa. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency, Incorporated of Minden to review your policies. Nelson Insurance Agency, Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Extell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area basketball teams at state. We're very proud of our athletes for making it on and off the court.
Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
People you know.
Supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. Call 402-849-2255 or stop by the office in Giltner for a free consultation. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
That shows a relative intelligence of radio broadcasters. When it gets colder, we open the windows wider. Go figure that one out. But
well, I appreciate the fact that Giltner sent someone up to help us. They're taking apart the window. I think they did to protect the crowd below us, to be honest with you.
That's right.
But somehow we got the window out.
We got the window out, so now we can see the game a little bit. We were dealing with a little bit of a reflection issue there in that first half. Reflection is often good, but now when you're trying to see the football field. Okay, hey, here's some other scores. Overton leads Amherst 33-0. Did you give that one?
33-6. Yeah, 33-6,
yes. Dundee did this. North Platte State pass over Dundee 12-0. I think you gave all the other scores. We're getting them from a couple of different sources here.
Well,
so I think, did you have the Northwest Adams Central over Northwest, 35-0.
Yep. At halftime for Adams Central. I also have Aurora, 28-7 at halftime over the Tigers of Hastings. St. Cecilia, 35-0 over St. Paul. And I thought I had the Elm Creek score.
And you know what? We got to take a 30-second timeout because we're ready to kick off the second half here. Allens of Hastings halftime report from Allens, your You Get More Superstore on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, back in a half minute.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sitting Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're about ready to tee it up here. At least Axtell is. Axtell.
You know, we completely messed up the kickoff. I said Axtell was going to get the ball back. And they are not. They are going to kick it off.
Well, we got our signals crossed at the very beginning on who won the toss and who deferred and what they did when they deferred to whom. But Eggleston is going to put the boot to it right now with the left foot. It goes up and he gives it a ride. It is returnable at about the 10-yard line. Coming back the other way, Gustafson has it. And Weston Gustafson gets it across the 25 to about the 28-yard line. So that is
Harmon, a nice return. Bringing it back. Gabe Harmon.
Harmon, 22, not 32. Well, I would win Consburg anyhow. Giltner, not Axtell. Okay, now I'm back. 11:53 on the third quarter clock as we're just underway here. And Eastman dots the I. Ott is going to be the up man. He'd been playing receiver earlier and most under center as Giltner shows an entirely different look now because Hendricks, have you seen, is he back in or not? The handoff goes to Eastman. He's got some running room across the right side and gets up to midfield and a first down as Eastman picks up where he left off in the first half, gaining some positive yardage. There's Hendricks back into the ball game now, so that is not the reason why Ott was in the backfield. Ott comes out. He was in there as a blocking back, and there was some good yardage there by
21 yards for Eastman.
By Eastman. Under center in the handoff again, Eastman. He does a nice little stutter step and gets forward for an extra yard or so. Not a long run. Second down and 8 yards to go as Hendricks now comes out of the ball game again, but I don't see anything in his stride that indicates he has any lingering injury from being stepped on late in the second quarter. Ott comes into the ball game. Second down, 8 yards to go. Clock at 11:05 in the third. Giltner on top of Axtell, 24-zip. Wildcats chomping at the bit, trying to get the ball back and get things in their mind right at the way they think it ought to be. High formation, and this time it's going to be a penalty called on Giltner.
Right side of that line. Did a little bit of jumping in there. I think that's the first penalty for Giltner. No, it's second.
Yeah, they had a procedure, and I think they had an out-of-bounds kick earlier.
Yeah, that's correct. You're right. Yep. Three procedure penalties.
Yeah.
Okay, so much.
So now they mark it back to the about the 36-yard line. It'll be second down and 15 yards to go. On that penalty, they break the huddle. They're going to send Shaq wide to the left side, Hendricks wide to the right side, at the tight end, standing on the right side of the line, and they've got a slot man in there, Luke Richards. Back to pass, who's most. He fires over, and he has Hendricks near the first down marker. Nice move by Hendricks to get across the first down yardage, and a new set of downs for Giltner on that completion from most to Hendricks.
Hendricks did a good job. He was about a yard short of that first down.
Check that again. Oh, we're back. We're back. They're back to the original line of scrimmage. Check that. It's third down and 10. They were way back. Third down and 9. They were way back. So I was looking at the original yardage marker as the first down. They still have 9 to go on this third down play. Shaq wide to the left side again. Hendricks wide to the right. In the shotgun is most. He's got one man in the backfield with him. He fires now across the center, got Ott, and that time it'll be a first down for Giltner.
That's a solid shot right there. Ott knew where that first down marker was, and he was right on it and gets the change move for the Hornets.
First and 10, the ball outside the 25-yard line of Axtell. Giltner on the march. They scored right before halftime. With 0.6 seconds shown on the scoreboard clock as the same Ott pulled in a pass from the same most. I formation, strong to the right, and a penalty marker is thrown as we have another procedural call, I think, against Giltner.
Yeah, I think
they didn't let the play go off, so that's usually an indication it's on the offense. And
too many men are
illegal formation?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's a different referee's indicator than we got last week on that same kind of penalty. All right, Hendricks back into the ball game. Ott comes out, and it'll be first down and 15. The ball is spotted just outside the 32-yard line of Axtell's Wildcats. Back on defense, Axtell with 9:23 to go. Would like to get the ball back. Down by 24. Most is under center. Eastman, the single setback. Wide out is Hendricks to the left side. Most looking for him as he goes back to pass. Rosselman into the end zone. Hendricks can't get there.
Yeah, Hendricks was just about a half a step ahead of his defender.
Coverage there by Jordan Larson. But the ball was, for all intents and purposes, not going to be caught.
It didn't look like Hendricks had that burst of speed that he needed to get underneath that. And see, he's kind of hobbling back, coming back to
He had his leg or ankle stepped on way late in the second half. In fact, he was out two plays prior to the touchdown for Giltner. Shaq wide to the left side. In the slot is Luke Richards. Shotgun most. Back to pass. Pumps once. Now he's got to scramble around. Moving to his left. Fires. And he's looking for Shaq. And Shaq is down about the goal line, but it's incomplete. Shaq reached up for it, and then both those long passes, most was a little strong on his trajectory.
Third down, real long to go, so look to for the Hornets to go to the air again.
Clock is stopped on those incompletions now. Still just 9:01 to go in the third. Giltner started back at about their 20-yard line. They've moved the ball 27-plus yards on a couple of first downs, but not helped at all by some procedural penalties. Now standing in the backfield is Richards, along with Most, wide both ways. Ott is the slot wing on the right side. And that time,
movement
we saw
again.
Hendricks moving over on the right side, so that was a wide-out movement. And a procedural call against Giltner again. What's another 5 yards when you got an arm like Most, though? I mean, he's going to go long anyhow.
He's going to give himself some more room
to hunker back
throw
and sling it, yeah. 9 even on the scoreboard clock. You do stop. Shaq comes wide to the left side. Hendricks wide to the right again. Ott, who's the slot man, right. Richards, the slot man, left. Shotgun, good snap. Back to pass, Giltner. Scrambling around Most, looking for and finding Hendricks down inside the 20-yard line. He'll be close to a first down as he reaches for it. Good presence there by Hendricks. Shea Hendricks to take the ball in, and in the grasp of the defender, fell forward and reached the ball forward, and I think he's going to get a first down out of the deal.
We'll see what the indication is. Yes, he
yes,
did.
He did.
That's a heads-up play by the young man, Shea Hendricks. Senior experience, I tell you, because he knew where that marker was, and he reached for it and wasn't going to get denied.
So Giltner with this could put us in the unlikely situation of being close to a running clock here. Remember, a 35-point differential in the second half results in a running clock. I didn't think that was even a possibility in this game tonight. Shotgun, pitch, left side, Hendricks. And he's got some running room inside the yard line. Shea Hendricks that time shows his ability as a running back because he took the pitch out from Most on the option. And it is now second down and about a yard to go. That was a nice 9-yard pickup for Hendricks on that one. And then stops the clock at 8:30, and now they wind it up again. I think he stepped out of bounds or they momentarily stopped it. Eastman back into the ball game now. As the tailback, Ott is the up man. That's the formation they started this second half with. Most is under center. Strong side is right. Hand off Eastman. Eastman goes right, and he's going to get stopped at the line of scrimmage. We'll see if he fell for any progress at all. More likely, he lost a little bit. It'll be third down and less than a yard.
Yeah, Eastman took that run and ran into some traffic, and now the Wildcats showing some signs of life as they tighten up that defense with their backs against the wall.
The only thing Axtell has done this evening that threatened the scoreboard was when they put their fine kicker Casey Eggleston in there, and he doinked it off the crossbar, and that was it. Single setback, Eastman, he'll get the give and go, and again, he's going to be real close to a first down, but nice heads-up play there by Trevor Fecht on defense for Axtell. And he did not stop Eastman, so it'll be a first down for Giltner. Giltner gets a first down and goal to goal now as the ball is spotted inside the 10-yard line. Ott is back in the game. Hendricks is out of the ball game momentarily for Giltner. The clock starts running here at 7:17 in the third as they break the huddle. They send Trevor Poppin to the right side. Ott is split wide to the left this time. Eastman the sole setback. Everybody else in tight, a Most under center. Hand off Eastman. He tries to cut back off the center guard spot, and he gets next to nothing. What is next to nothing? Oh, about a half yard. It'll be second down and goal to go outside the 6-yard line. Clock is stopped. No. Instead of going here, it's 6:43 to go in the third. Shaq comes wide to the left side. Hendricks back in the ballgame now. He will flank Ott and Eastman as they go bunch trips to the right side. Most back to pass, and he's going to take it himself on a design play, and it's going to be sniffed out and stopped by Axtell. Trevor Fecht again read that and blitzed up on the run stop and pushed the quarterback back perhaps a half a yard. It's still going to be third down and goal to go this time as Most couldn't make much around the right side. Hendricks comes out of the ball game. Eastman is still in there as one of the running backs, presumably, as Most calls out the play in the huddle. They break the huddle, and here's how they come out. They have Logan Rath, tight end to the right. Shaq is the up man, or Papa the up man. Back to pass is Most. He fires into the end zone. Ops got it. Ops stuck from the right side to the left side, and Most got his third touchdown pass of the evening. It is 30-0, and who'd have thought this? 30-0, Giltner on top of Axtell, and we have the threat of a running clock here. If they tack two on, within 3 points of a 35-point differential in the second half, and that necessitates a running clock in Nebraska high school football rules. Most in the shotgun. Finley in back of him. They pitch to Finley. He's got the option to pass, and this time he's going to get stopped. No points after this time.
No chance of that.
And so the score is at 30-0. We've got a kickoff coming by Giltner to Axtell. Axtell's going to get the ball for the first time in the second half with 5:40 to go in the third period. We're going to be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
On a one-yard pass vertically, but much longer than that on the horizontal plane, Most hits hot. It is 30-0 now, 5:40 to go. That drive lasted 6 minutes and 20 seconds. Axtell is going to get the ball back here momentarily for the first time in the second half. The ball goes into the end zone, a touchback, so Axtell has the max to go at first down and 10 at their own 15-yard line.
That's what momentum will do for you, and Giltner right now has the confidence and are showing the poise and the ability that it will carry them well into, certainly towards the end of the season and well into the playoffs if they keep doing what they're doing.
Spencer Fecht is under center. The I formation, the pitch, left side, trying to cut back and get a little yardage, but Giltner strings it out, and it's only about a 2-yard gain, although horizontally, again, it was a little bit more than that. A play after the play flag comes up here, and it's going to be against Axtell, an unsportsmanlike after the play. So the Wildcats getting a bit frustrated here and coming in with identical records to the Giltner Hornets. You can see that they could be a little frustrated, wondering what in the dickens went on here. This should have been a toe-to-toe battle.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's what they expected. But boy, Coach Ashby comes up with a good game plan thus far.
Mother Partial's coming in. St. Cecilia, 35. St. Paul, zip, second period. Lincoln over Fremont, 12-0. Chadron over Kimball, 7-0 first. Elm Creek over Kearney Catholic, 25-7. That's at the half. Check back to back to pass. He's got a man open, and he hits the open man in the flat. That's Weston.
Gustafson.
Weston Gustafson. And it's going to be close to a first down. Not quite. Third down and a yard. A strong yard to go. The ball spotted about the 24-yard line of Axtell. So the Wildcats trying to make some sort of a statement here in terms of getting back into this thing. Clock, though, becoming a factor. It's 4:55 to go, and we're going to be three-quarters away through the regulation. I formation, Fecht under center. Got everybody else in tight. Pitch, right side. Puts the head down, and Anderberry tries for the first down, and we'll see if he got it. I think they're going to spot him well beyond that. And so Heath Anderberry, the junior 5'9", 170-pound I-back, makes the first down for Axtell. So Axtell just kind of shaking the cobwebs off offensively here after sitting on defense for the first 6 minutes and 20 seconds of this second half. Beck is under center. Again, the I formation. Calls out the signals, takes the handoff, under pressure, fires downfield. He's got a man, and it's a first down and then some, 30, 25-yard line. Weston Gustafson on the reception there, and it's first down and 10 yards to go deep inside of Giltner territory. The ball spotted at the 26-yard line of the Hornets. By far the most successful play from scrimmage for Axtell tonight, sets up a first down and 10. As Speck went over to the sideline to talk to Kent Ropers and company, comes back out now with an I formation, and again, the tights in tight. Calls out the signals under center. Fact takes the pitch. Now he goes to the left side, and running back, Heath Anterberry, has it, and again gets about 2 or 3 yards. I said he faked the pitch. He faked the handoff to the up man. Anterberry took the pitch on the left side. He went out of bounds. That stops the clock at 4:18, and that's the kind of thing Axtell wants to see happen now. They want to preserve the clock, get more plays per tick. That's a new stat I just invented. I'd like you to start keeping that. Right. Plays per tick.
PPT.
Yeah. Offset eye. Under center. Again, Uzbeck calls him out. On the second down play, back to pass, fires long, he's got a man, it's Clark, and they're fighting for the ball. It falls incomplete. James Clark, the intended receiver, had a battle going on with the DB for Giltner.
Well, Shea Hendricks is the DB there. He had that interception, he had that ball picked, and James Clark wisely knocked it out of his hand. Or Giltner would be starting from the 15-yard line, and Axtell would have lost.
You know, the big difference here in quarterbacks is that Feck gets the ball there, but it takes longer than most, and so the opportunity for the hand for the pick on the delay. Weston Gustafson is stacked up, and he'll lose a couple of yards, and it's going to be fourth down and 9 yards to go, just outside the 25-yard line of Giltner for the Axtell Wildcats. They have yet to unlock the key to how to sustain a drive against Giltner. They're going to go for it here, of course. If they have to turn it over on downs, they've been in worse situations. The ball just outside the 25. Set under center, wingman to the left side. Lone setback is Gustafson. Ball on the ground. He picks it up. Set now being chased to the right side. Is going to be pulled down way back at the 40-yard line, 35-yard line. And so not only did they not get the first down, what they thought would be, if they don't get it, they still have the ball back at the 25 of Giltner. Now becomes they've got the ball at the 35 of Giltner, and Giltner now takes over on downs.
Giltner is just making things happen. They are doing things the way they're supposed to be, and they're all coming to work for Giltner as they're getting the turnovers, they're getting all the breaks, and they're just setting them up for themselves. Giltner is putting together a good package tonight, and I think there's going to be a lot of question marks and a lot of people thinking there's a typo in the win score here.
34-yard line is where they spot the ball most under center with an I formation. Everybody in tight, hands up to Hendricks, running out of the I back slot, and he gets all the way across to about the 40-yard line.
You can still hear there's some serious popping going on. Hendricks makes a 5-yard run, and he still helps up two Axtell players at the end of the play.
You know, and I don't get the sense here, really, that one team really came to play and one team didn't. I mean, you don't have that sense of the field, but obviously Giltner just doing their thing, and Axtell having a hard time. Yeah, having a hard time stopping them. Nobody came out real sloppy. Axtell had a first series of downs they probably would like back. Outside of that, there's no obvious differential between the teams other than the score on the field here.
Absolutely.
Most is under center, hands off to the tailback again, Hendricks in that slot. Falls forward for maybe a yard. It'll be third down and 4.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head. Axtell is, again, throw out the score, and they're 1 or 2 plays from being right back in this ball game.
Well, you know, the only place, other place they shot themselves in the foot was when James Clark had that nice run back on a punt all the way down inside the 15-yard line. There was a block to the back that brought it back. So they've had some disappointments, but again, it doesn't appear to me that one team showed up to play and the other one didn't. They both look ready to play, but most has gotten the most of his. He keeps the ball, and he gets a first down across the 35-yard line of Axtell. That should be enough to move the chains, and it is. A keeper by most on the ground that time. And with 2:06 on the clock, Giltner stands to have kept the ball for 10 of the 12 minutes in the third period. If they hang onto the ball through the end of this period now, they've got a first down, clock under 1:50 as they go to the spread again, but this time most under center. He'll keep it straight up the middle on the quarterback keeper. Falls forward for about 3 or 4 yards, gets it inside the 30-yard line of Axtell. They're okay with running this ball and running the clock if they can. Yeah, exactly. Axtell would like to get it back, but now if Giltner is able to get in on a score here, that'd make it 36-0, and we'd have a running clock, and that would shorten the game even more. Right. And it's a pretty short ball game right now. We're just about an hour and a half into this thing.
It's been a good game plan for Giltner.
Not the up guy. He's in the fullback slot. Eastman is the tailback. He gets the call. Eastman finds the cutback, and he's got some running room, and he's going to be close to a first down again for Giltner. He got popped, and he lost his hand warmer. He's going to throw that baby off the field and say, I can tough it out here.
And he gets the first down.
It's in the 40s. First down and 10. Ball spotted at the 24-yard line of Axtell. They wind the clock at 1:03. So Giltner is close to having complete nearly a sweep of keeping the ball almost the entire third period. Axtell had the ball from the 5:40 mark to the 3:28 mark, so that's not quite 2 minutes. Yeah. Offset line, unbalanced to the left side, most under center. He's going to work it to the right side. On the option, Eastman gets the pitch, but he's immediately stopped there. Good heads-up defensive play over there by Anderberry, playing defense on out of the quarterback, a cornerback slot. And it'll be second down, but the clock is running now inside 21 seconds. I don't think they've got to take another snap here.
Yeah, I don't think so, and I don't think,
and I don't think they will.
They will, and the challenge being now that all you're doing here is you're eliminating three-quarters of the game and you're giving 12 minutes for Axtell to put 30 points on the board.
Plus hold Giltner.
That's going to be the...
That is the end of the third period of play on your high school game of the week. It is Giltner dominating Axtell 30-0 on 94.5 FM The Breeze at KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. We're back in 1 minute.
Shop your hometown-affiliated grocery store, Katz Corner Market in Axtell. Katz is serving up hot stuff pizza 7 days a week. Call Katz before or after the big game and order your hot stuff pizza tonight. Best of luck, athletes, from Katz Corner Market in Axtell.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Sitton Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sitton Bowl Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitton Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner controlled the ball 10 to 12 minutes in the third period, roughly. And we can't keep possession that well here, except when you've only got two possessions and the other guy's only got one, it was pretty easy to subtract there, less than 2 minutes from Giltner's total in the third quarter. Giltner now, second down, 8 yards to go, pitch to Hendricks, left side. He's got some running room, but not enough for the first down. He penetrates to about the 14-yard line, and it'll bring up third down and 4 yards to go, less than that. Third down and about 2.5 yards to go as the clock is stopped at 11:54 on that out-of-bounds play. look for Jeff Ashby and company to try to keep things between the white lines from here
keep
on out.
Clock moving. Every second that ticks off takes the ball out of the hands of Axtell and pushes everything towards that win for Giltner.
I can look it up. I can't on the spot here, but you take those 6-0 ball clubs, who they're playing this week. This could be interesting in the outcome on this. Under center, Most feeds it to Eastman. Eastman falls forward for, I believe, the first down. Eastman, when he gets the ball, he's kind of a bowling ball kind of runner. He's low to the ground. He's not a big guy. Anyhow, he's 5'5", 187, so you can see that he's solid and compact, but he can find the cutback and get some speed out there as well. In at the up-back position now is Ott. Hendricks is the tailback. They pitch to Hendricks. Right side, he's got running room inside the 10, inside the 5-yard line, almost exploded to the end zone. Jay Hendricks out of the I-back position, and with 11:20 and counting on the clock, Hendricks comes out of the ball game, and coming back in is Derek Eastman.
Hendricks is one of those guys, again, you've got to wrap him up and bring him down because he sprung to the outside there and was very close to putting that in for a touchdown.
They're kind of like thunder and lightning on offense. Now they send Thunder out wide to the left side. Wide right is Ott. Under center is Most. It is second down and about a yard to go. Most will sink it and through into the end zone. Touchdown, Giltner. 36-0. We go to the running clock. And I didn't expect this. No way, no how.
I will venture to say that it has been years since Axtell has had a running clock on them.
7 years in the playoffs, I wouldn't bet against that one.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet. They've got to be in a little bit of shock. Right
going
now.
For two here. Most in the shotgun. He's got Finley in the backfield with him, looking around, trying for the two, looking, pulls it down, and finally fires into the end zone, and it is going to be good to Shea Hendricks. So they can do no wrong. Was that Logan Eastman or Shea Hendricks?
Shea Hendricks,
okay. So it is 38-0, 10:50 to go. We go to the running clock, and we'll do that when we run off 30 seconds of our own time. We'll be back with more. Giltner 38, Axtell nothing on the High School Game of the Week from the Breeze 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
The Nelson Agency, Incorporated of Minden, proudly represents Agro National Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs, Iowa. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency, Incorporated of Minden to review your policies. Nelson Insurance Agency, Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner's about ready to kick off for the fifth time tonight after scores. Sixth time to consider the beginning of the ball game. Most does the kicking chores, lays the right leg into it, line drive, fielded at the 5-yard line by Clark. Clark to the 10-15. Clark has shown a great talent for returning kicks, but they haven't been able to connect on any of those returns. He gets out to about the 21 or 2-yard line. Axtell will pick it up first and 10. And the clock should be running from here on out.
Clark was a little bit slow getting up, kind of nursing that left ankle a little bit, but he went right back to the huddle. He's a trooper, wants to play.
And again, the rule on this 35-pointer is that unless there's a penalty or an end of a quarter, the clock should continue to run, or unless the coach says we want a timeout. Now they go spread. They've got a slot man to the left side. And Fecht is in the shotgun. They put one man in motion, Gustafson to the right. Firing downfield, and Clark is there. He's got it at the 35-yard line down to the 25. James Clark finally got the connection, and that was a nice pickup there by Clark from the pass from Fecht. And a penalty marker is down. Do you believe that? Axtell have hurt themselves so many times tonight from the standpoint of penalties after fine plays.
And they're going to bring it back. Twice down. That is a costly. I didn't see what the call was. I think it's going to be a holding. Was it offside?
Well, I'm not sure what that play was. let's listen to if they say what it was, because I don't recognize that indication. It's a 10-yard penalty. Wait a minute. I think it might have been a below the waist block. Chop block. There we go. They do it a little different here. Normally, if you see it in college, it's that indication near the thigh where they make the chopping indication. This one, they kind of do it at the waist. So I wasn't aware of that. But okay, chop block nullifies a great gain, and his first down, 20 yards to go. I formation, everybody tight. They pitch left side. Anderberry got not much running room there, maybe a yard. They just need to get out of trouble here. Again, running clock at 9:23. That penalty stopped it. And as we've observed in a couple of other running clock occasions, sometimes it almost lengthens the ball game because the team that's that far down, you got a lot of penalties and subs and things like that.
Right.
I formation, that's the option, halfback option, firing long, and it is picked off. Picked off by Shaq, runs it back inside the 15-yard line. That was an option pass. And it went up there for all takers to see, and Shaq stepped up and brought it back the other way.
Wow. That was absolutely incredible. The halfback pass, you'd think it would catch him off guard, but Gildner had it played perfectly. And Shaq just turned around, saw it, made a good play on the ball, gets it all set back up, and here comes Gildner knocking on the door in the red zone one more time.
8:42 on the clock. I formation, everybody in tight. Now Finley's the quarterback, and they hand it off to Eastman. They're taking most out of the ballgame. I think they see that this is not going to be the record-breaking night.
Right.
Things are getting a little slick out there. The dew is on the grass and things like that. And they're giving Finley, the backup quarterback. Sean Finley is a 5'9", 152-pound junior, if you believe the preseason height and weight.
Yeah.
Sometimes
definitely.
I'm skeptical, but that's what it says. Finley has Ott in the background, dotting the I as Eastman again. Second down and 11 yards to go as Finley looks things over and takes his time under center. And a handoff again. Eastman, the tailback, gets nuts. Oh, wait a minute. Finley kept the ball. He didn't get much else, but it was nice ball handling. Fooled us, didn't fool Axtell. It's going to be third down and 14 yards to go on that loss by Finley on the option keeper by the quarterback. Ott comes out of the ball game. Now let's see if they're going to put a little different backfield in. No, they're going to have one lone setback, and they sent, like you were talking about, they're pulling the one guard out, or putting a guard in this time, pulling the tight end out. Mitch Corwin is back in now as a guard, and Jeff Ashby calls a timeout. So with 7:15 to go on the so-called running clock, we're stopping it for a timeout here. Score is 38-0. Giltner on top of Axtell on your game of the week from 94.5 FM, The Breeze, and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. We're back in a half a minute.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sittin' Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5. Hey,
Sittin' Bull tonight?
Yeah, I think so. John Finley, under center, lone setback, Eastman, wide out right side, Hendricks. A little zone read play. They give it off to the running back, Eastman. He gets inside the 10-yard line. And it's going to be fourth down. Giltner, of course, will keep the ball. The clock is running at 6:53. I don't even think that if they try and fail here, I don't even think the clock is supposed to stop on change of possession.
No, I don't think so either.
If it does, then it really doesn't accomplish much as far as a running clock is concerned. Finley under center, Eastman the tailback, lone setback, Hendricks wide right. Finley keeps it on the right side, and he'll be stopped short of the first down. He is tackled there by Gustafson and by Blake Farrenbrook for Axtell. And the Wildcats get the ball back on the change of possession. So they will get it first down and 10 at their 12-yard line. Well, it does stop on change of possession.
Yeah,
apparently. Never mind this running clock thing. It stops all the time.
Why do you make them the simple to get the clock going? Now,
all right, now they're going to wind it. 6:22, so Axtell has the clock and the Hornets in field position to battle right now. Fett is under center with an eye formation. His receiver's in tight. Hand off to the up man. That is Gustafson, and he'll spin for just a couple of yards. It'll be out to about the 12-14-yard line.
Got a flag on the play there. A little frustration building into the Wildcat game plan right now, I'm betting.
Wait for the call here. As they pick up the flag. Unsportsmanlike.
Oh, it's going to go both ways.
Oh, offsetting penalties.
Yeah.
Okay. Little mix them up there between a couple of guys, and so it'll just be played again. And they're going to wind the clock here and let Axtell. Or are they?
Nope, clock.
Now they need to.
Now we're going to get a timeout, Axtell.
Timeout, Axtell. So the coach, is that Kent Roper's coming right out on the field here with Axtell. And he's coming right out to midfield to talk to his guys in the huddle. Maybe he's seeing a little bit of that frustration. He wants to just talk them down off the ledge for a little bit.
Hey,
yep. 5:59 on the scoreboard clock. You missed the third period, so did the Axtell offense. They only had the ball for right around 2 minutes in that third quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, in that time, having said that, Giltner only picked up 8 more points. But they ran a lot of clock, and they had a 30-point lead at the time. We were 30-0 at halftime, if you can believe it.
Actually, we were 24-0
at halftime.
Yeah.
They picked up one score in that third period. That was a 60-yard, 6-minute, 20-second drive. And then they just got that second one. So it's been a long night for Axtell. Detect, eye formation, calls them out, pitches, right side. Andy Berry's got the call, the room, and the first down out to the 25.
That's
one of the best scampers of the evening for Axtell.
Yep.
So whatever the coach said might have been
settled down.
Hey, guys. Let's play some football one down at a time because I'm watching you for future games.
One bad game does not ruin our legacy.
No.
Kent Roper says.
They're going to come out of this thing 5-2. That's hardly a disaster.
But right.
I'm sure they wanted to make this a better contest. Pitch left side. Anterberry is hit best as he controls the pitch. Hendricks shot through there. Wow, what a hit.
Hendricks beat his block.
Biggest hit of the night.
That's a solid pop. Jay Hendricks is here to play ball. He wants to make a statement. He wants this to be a statement game. And, boy, he just took a good shot right there to make his case.
Jay Hendricks timed that just perfectly as Anderberry was trying to control a high pitch anyhow. He just whacked him.
He took a gut full of Jay Hendricks.
Give Anderberry credit for not coughing that thing up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gustafson is the lone setback. Anderberry is the slot man to the right side. One wide out beyond him. Beck back to pass. Fires across the middle. He's got a man. And that man has the first down. That is Trevor Scheck on that crossing pattern across the middle. Has been effective on a couple of occasions tonight. And Feck to Feck has given Axtell a first down. The ball spotted just inside midfield at about the 36-yard line of Axtell. I was just looking down here trying to find out who this week. Silver Lake is at Shelton, so they ought to come out with a win on that one. And Palmer, I'm trying to find here, see where they're at tonight. High formation, Feck back to pass, pressured, fires it out in the flat. He's got Anderberry. Anderberry's got a first down at the 31-yard line of Giltner. So Axtell, since that timeout called by Kent Roper, is
Anderberry's hurt on the far side of the field. A little slow to get up. Very slow to get up, actually. You can see him moving around.
Boy, you know what? Axtell could get a little twitchy every time something really good happens, something really bad happens. They had a couple of penalties after some nice plays from scrimmage and return.
That was Anderberry trying to get that first down, that little extra effort as he overextended himself and took a good shot that knocked him out of bounds. Got the first down. And he's now gotten to his feet.
I'm gonna ask our producer Steph back at the station if you see it, Steph, if you could find from anybody the Palmer score who they were playing, and send that down the line because I can't find that on our sheet. So they must be playing something out at the section. Handoff goes to Gustafson, a short pitch there actually, and Axtell will come up with a third down, and about 2 yards to go. Oh, let's check that. Second down. The delay was on the injury to Anderberry. Dotting the I now for Axtell in Anderberry's place is Jordan Larson. And the handoff goes straight up the middle, and another penalty marker down after the play.
Now, this could be on Giltner, actually.
Gustafson was in on the play that time, took the carry, and now it's getting a little chippy down there.
Yeah, this time it's
a personal foul against Giltner.
I keep saying personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct.
Well, it's personal. I'm just looking.
Well,
at
I think what we
if we can locate what I wanted to do is locate Palmer's opponent tonight. Like I said, Silver Lake would be favored to beat Shelton, but I don't even know who Palmer is playing. I don't have that on my schedule.
I don't see it on my
That's
schedule.
The only other 6-0 ball club that these teams have lost to. The I formation again, Fecht is under center. The handoff to the up man, that's Gustafson. He struggles forward for another couple of yards. We're down to 2:43 in this ball game, and it's a 38-0 score. Giltner on top. They have obviously never not been in the lead. They got in the lead way early going when they took the ball on a fumble from the 15-yard line on that turnover, and then turned it over to their offense, and they scored from 15 out. Another time, Axtell gambled on fourth down, failed, and again, Giltner got it back deep in their end zone, and Axtell was down 16-0 before they even knew what hit him.
Got a little bit of movement on the Axtell line, a little bit quick to get in there. I don't know why the clock has stopped.
Penalty.
Oh, that's right.
I got to stop it on penalties. And like I said, sometimes the running clock becomes counterproductive simply because, or at least a moot point, because many times the running clock is instituted in a game situation where things get a little sloppy and you get more flags and stops the clock anyhow. So Weston Gustafson splits out to the left side. Lone setback is Jordan Larson. Under center is Feck. Pitch Larson, left side, finds a cutback, and that's immediately closed up by the Giltner defense. Ott in there on the tackle, and it'll bring up a third down and longer than 10, about 11 yards to go. Clock now at about 95 seconds in this ball game, and this ball game is not even 2 hours old, so Giltner not only took Axtell to school, it didn't take long to do it.
Exactly. The And a check under center, single setback, wides both ways, calls out the signal, back to pass, looking in the end zone, rolls right, has a man in the end zone, touchdown Axtell. And that is James Clark. Clark has had a good ball game tonight. He has to be a little frustrated. He had a couple of nice catches. He had a couple of nice returns. And in a majority of the cases, after he had something like that happen, either a penalty or some other mishap came in and nullified it. So Axtell just had no rhythm or progression. When they'd make a good play, they couldn't follow it up and develop a rhythm. So Eggleston, who missed on a field goal earlier, comes in for an extra point try. He's a lefty kicker. And it's a high snap, controlled, and it is up and through the uprights. And Axtell is on the scoreboard with 7 points. With 1:13 to go in this one, Giltner leading Axtell 38-7 on the game of the week on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com on the web. Back in a half minute.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
65-yard drive that took in excess of 2 minutes off the clock. Axtell scoring on a 14-yard TD pass from Clark. PAT by Eggleston was good, and so it is a 38-7 ball game. At least from the Wildcat standpoint, at least they weren't shut out. But Giltner dominant in most phases of the ball game here, and on special teams as well. When you get right down to it, Eggleston puts the left boot to it inside the 10. Giltner brings it back the other way, and a nice cutback run. Then tightroping down the sidelines for Giltner is Luke Richards again. He's had a good ball game for the Hornets, and the clock is running with a minute to go.
The clock shouldn't
stop. Well, they did stop it.
Yeah.
Because we're within 35 points.
Absolutely.
First down and 10, but Giltner has the ball, and they're going to try and run this thing out. Axtell has taken, one or two, I think just one timeout this second half. And so whether they will burn any timeouts on this lost cause, I don't know. They're down by 31 points. Now, the quarterback... Is Finley still going to be the quarterback? Finley is still the quarterback. Trevor Poppin coming in with the plays. I wasn't sure if he was somehow moving in there or not. Finley just kneels it. And Axtell does not look like they are prone to taking a timeout, so we'll kneel it a couple more times here, and this thing will be done.
It's going to be a big night in Giltner tonight, a solid win for the Hornets. I never thought of it coming in here. I knew both squads were good, but did not expect
it. Here's what I thought. I thought it would be a firefight, and I thought there was a chance that Nate Most would get that record tonight. He'd have had over 300 yards passing, and I'd have thought that between the two ball clubs, we might have had enough offensive fireworks to allow that. But his passing yardage is just a fraction of what he needed to get there, and he's got one more game to do it. At least in the regular season. 10 seconds to go, and Axtell is coming across the way to start their congratulatory line, as is Giltner. Things got a little heated out there toward the end, but I think there's still a lot of respect between these two clubs. They came in here 5-1, 6-1 now for Giltner, 5-2 for Axtell. It's the post-game report brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center coming up in 2 minutes. The final score on KLIQ. Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, Giltner 38, Axtell 7. The Sylvan Learning Center postgame report coming up in 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
in Giltner. Stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. Call 402-849-2255 or stop by the office in Giltner for a free consultation. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Extell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area basketball teams at state. We're very proud of our athletes for making it on and off the court.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Well, we serve a Sylvan Learning Center post-game report. I guess we could summarize this by saying this was not a great game for a third-party observers. It was a lousy game for Axtell fans and a terrific game for Giltner fans, because Giltner had all the jets on tonight and Axtell just never got it off the training wheels, to put it in that vernacular. 38-7, they were down 24-0 at halftime. They were down 16-0 at the end of one period of play, and Axtell, which opened up the ball game at their own 15-yard line, and two of the first three plays that they ran from scrimmage were not good. One was a penalty, one was a short running game, and the third one was a fumble, and they gave up the first touchdown deep in their own territory when Giltner got the ball at their own 15-yard line. Then they gave up the ball on turnover on downs when they gambled deep in their own territory, couldn't convert on the first down. Giltner got the ball back, put another score in, and it was 16-0 before the, holy smokes, before the bus even got cooled down there, you know, for Axtell. So what we thought was going to be kind of a toe-to-toe battle between 2-5-1 teams, there was one toe, but it wasn't going at the other toe. There was a butt kicking going on,
yeah, exactly.
Right here tonight. Okay, so on the Sylvan Learning Center, we will take a break and be back with some individual stats and talk about some partial scores and recap the scoring here from Giltner. We'll be back after this.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
People you know.
Shop your hometown-affiliated grocery store, Katz Corner Market in Axtell. Katz is serving up hot stuff pizza 7 days a week. Call Katz before or after the big game and order your hot stuff pizza tonight. Best of luck, athletes, from Katz Corner Market in Axtell.
Another school year is just beginning. For the past 30 years, Sylvan Learning Center has helped students return to school with the academic skills and confidence to perform successfully in the classroom. Sylvan has helped over 2 million students during the past 30 years by treating each child individually with unique and specific academic needs. Give your child a jump start on the school year. Call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Celebrate our 30th anniversary by receiving 30 hours free with qualifying purchase. Call 1-800-EDUCATE for further details.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Oh, so we were on the internet and we just heard, this is the second long distance piece of feedback we've gotten from Giltner folks. I think Nate, most grandparents were listening to us. I want to say it was like in Arkansas last year.
I think it was, yeah.
And I don't know if they're listening in tonight. If they are, hey, the youngster looked good. But then someone else came up and said they had another relative listening in Florida. So if you're still tuned in there down in the Sunshine State, we're getting a little cold up here, but probably nothing was going to come in a few weeks when the playoffs come. You know, I would say the fastest season I have ever experienced in my many decades of life here on Earth is the Nebraska high school football season. It just seems to fly by, and it's contrasted by the fact that you start out, and in most years, although it was mild this year, most years we're taking breaks for the players to get fluids back, and you know they're taking extra timeouts. This year is pretty moderate, but by the time you get to the state championship, I mean you're talking snow plows and it's cold. I mean, I remember one time at Amherst they had a snow day and had to delay the doggone playoff game one day as they came out with tractors and scraped the field clean at Amherst.
That's Nebraska.
It is Nebraska. Well, here's what happened to Giltner tonight. Giltner jumped off to an early lead after fumble, an interception, brought the ball back to the 15-yard line of Axtell, and Giltner was able to put the ball in for an 8-0 lead. Axtell got the ball back, could not convert on fourth down, again, deep in their own territory. Giltner took it back and made him pay with 8 more points and a 16-0 lead. Points ensued, a missed field goal by Axtell from 30 yards out, another turnover on downs. Finally, Giltner got an interception by Sean Finley, set them up at the 20-yard line, their own 20-yard line, a 60-yard drive, took 6 minutes and 20 seconds, made it 30-0 early in the third period, and Axtell had the ball for about 2 minutes in the entire third period, losing the opportunity really even to come back at that point at 30-0 with not much time on the total game clock. Giltner got one more score. That was a 45-yard drive, culminating in a most 2-yard run and a 2-point conversion, made it 38-0. Late in the game, Axtell was able to establish themselves on a 65-yard drive that they got their act together, their heads together, after Kent Roper, who's called a timeout, came out, talked to the team, and at that point they looked like a different ball club.
They did,
actually,
absolutely.
They didn't look like a ball club down by 38 points. They took it at the 15, and a 65-yard drive culminated in a 14-yard pass from Fecht to Clark. The point after was good, and the final score, 38-7. And here's Rob with some individual stats.
Just taking a look at some of the numbers for Axtell. Wes Gustafson from the fullback position, just 5 carries on the night, only 7 yards to show for it. Heath Andenberry is the lion's share tailback. He runs 9 times for only 10 yards, so Giltner really locked him down. Spencer Fecht comes up with 7 carries and only 11 yards, caught twice behind the line of scrimmage. A host of other Axtell runners come up with the minimal yards. Spencer Fecht does throw a touchdown pass in the fourth quarter. He ends up 8 for 12 on the night with one touchdown pass, that being a 14-yarder to James Clark. Clark only caught that one pass in the entire game, and he is Spencer Fecht's favorite target. Taking a look over now at the Giltner Hornets, Derek Eastman from that tailback position carries 20 times for 73 yards and did not play a lot of that fourth quarter. Nate Most runs 9 times
for just 25 yards. He didn't get a touchdown run through three touchdown passes. He came up short on his attempt to break the record, needed 355 yards. Unofficially, it looks like he got about 70, so he's going to be a lot short. And I think the only person who is so concerned about that that record would be Scott Frost himself. And Nate most certainly is not, it's secondary to him. He wants this win. He got a big one tonight, and Giltner went a long way to take some big steps to get there. Drew Ott, two touchdown catches, one of 30 yards, one of 1 yard, and then a touchdown pass to Luke Richards for Giltner, also from Nate Most. So Nate Most making the most of his opportunity against a ranked team. And this is one of those situations, Craig, I think that the bean counters and the number pushers over at the NSAA had it right on the head. They've got Giltner ranked at number 4 in D1, and then Axtell comes in at number 9, and Giltner's actually ahead of Silver Lake, and Silver Lake is a perfect 6-0, and those two are going to meet right here on this field.
I got a thought. You know that the Hastings VFW is having a clinic on how to play bingo.
Yep, tomorrow.
They need another one next week on how to figure out the NSAA point system.
I would go to that one. Yeah, that's almost equivalent to the BCS bowl game. Who's going where,
there
and why,
go.
And how. And,
all right, thanks. Let's take a look. You're listening to the Sylvan Learning Center post-game report. Let me give you some scores here. Overton defeated Amherst. Well, close. 53-18, it's still in the fourth quarter. Wayne over O'Neill, 53-7. St. Cecilia, 61. St. Paul, nothing in the fourth quarter. We assume the clock is a running there. Adams Central beat the Northwest 56-6. And those are some of the area finals that we have. Now, coming up on our stations here this weekend, listen for KHAS, Mike Will and Hastings College at Nebraska Wesleyan at 12:15. We've got the Huskers right here on the Breeze 94.5. Texas Tech is the foe. 9:30 is the pregame show on 94.5 FM, the Breeze. On ESPN Superstations 1460 and 1550, what a lineup. Oklahoma, Texas at 10:30. Notre Dame, USC at 2:30. Missouri, Oklahoma State at 7:45, a triple whopper, double header. You could put the Huskers on one ear and listen to these other ones on the other. Oklahoma, Texas, the Red River Shootout at 10. I think they tried to back up. It's the Red River Canasta match or something now. But Oklahoma, Texas, they don't like each other. 10:30. Then Notre Dame, USC, and Missouri and Oklahoma State. NFL games this weekend: Giants, Saints, Cardinals, Seahawks, Bears, Falcons, and Monday Night Football, Broncos, Chargers on our ESPN stations. We invite you to listen in for the scoreboard shows. We're going to be way early on these. KHAS, Blaine Bulis is going to have the scores on KHAS 12:30 a.m. and HastingsLink.com. And Doug Duda will be pinch hitting on the scoreboard show after he gets done with the Elm Creek game. And that's about toast anyhow, so he'll be heading back there as well for our Midway Chevrolet scoreboard show on 98.9 FM KKPR. We're going to send it back to more music here in a moment with the Breeze 94.5 FM. We thank the folks at Giltner. We congratulate them on a great press facility here. This just for the
It's a great
location, nice building, and we congratulate them on that accomplishment for their athletic program this year, and we thank them and you sponsors for both the Giltner, Axtell, and Minden areas for supporting us here on the Game of the Week. For Rob Osmond, this is Craig Eckert. Have a great evening. You've been listening to the Sylvan Learning Center post-game report on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
By play.